Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is Free for All Friday. I had a girlfriend tell me I said that too fast. 877-895-5410. I told her, well, you need to write it down. Write it down and keep it there. One of my favorite lines from a movie, it's quite common for things not to go well on your first day on the job. And that's from Quigley Down Under after he took quite a beating and was left in the desert to die. Well, life does that. It does have a way of throwing us curves and a few mountains to climb. In these past few days were just that for me. On a personal level, I had to sing that song off of, Hee Haw, the gloom and despair, bad luck. I sang it to my husband this weekend. We had a day trip that turned into a broken down car trip and had to leave the car behind and rent a vehicle and get home a day later, which was a little inconvenient for everything, his job, my job, everything. But a friend of mine, she said, well, count your blessings as to where you are and take a little extra time to visit your family, which is what I was doing. I was visiting my oldest son, and he had his first and only grandchild visiting. They had just came in from Minnesota. And so we thought we would take a day trip and play with baby and get to visit a bit. So we get to visit a bit longer. Free for All Friday is usually a mystery day for me here. I never know what to expect from you, my listeners, if you're anxious to call and share or if you're content to just sit back and listen. Sharing is fun on my end. I love to hear from you, and I hope you do like to share as well. So much in the news, so many distractions. My questions for you. Should the president be upset with Attorney General Sessions? And if so, what's the best way you think he should handle it? And the other question, should the president fire Mueller? Disband. I don't think they need to fire him, just disband it. How should that be handled? This week was Put America First Week. How did you feel that went? We didn't get to hear much of that if you were listening to mainstream media. It's Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I do owe an apology to Neil Juice. He was to be on with me yesterday, and I was not around. And I apologize to him, and he is the man we're going to have on. Going to tell us step by step. He's given us some free information on how to get an allodial title for your property. And I do apologize that we had to skip yesterday's show live, and we missed him, but I've already got him rescheduled for next Thursday, and I promised him I would not take any day trips. I promised him I will be here. So we will talk about allodial titles next Thursday. This is coming from the president with one of his statements on Make America First, Putting America First. He says, I'm asking all citizens to believe in yourself, believe in your future, believe once more in America. I think what we're seeing is a real downfall on people being proud of who they are, where they are. You know, I used to say, you know, be loyal to your school. That was a song when I was younger in the teens. Be loyal to your school. Now, I don't see a whole lot of loyalty to anything these days, to anybody. We seem to be a selfish people. But we need to be proud of who we are. We're being told an awful lot of things from the left and the right. We're being told an awful lot of things in the last several years, one of which we didn't want to do certain jobs, and that's why it's okay for the illegals to come in here and do those nasty jobs that American people don't want to do, which I don't believe is true. It might be true in some cases. There's some jobs I don't want to do, but if I was hungry, I would do it, maybe. Unless it's up really high, painting a bridge on the top, I might have to starve first. But we're also told that we need to bring in outsiders with visas. You know, one of the Republican senators was the one who did that bill to increase legal immigration by 500%. Because we, the people, weren't educated enough to do some jobs. Well, why aren't we educated enough to do some jobs? Why? How did you get along with algebra when you were in school? Did you get along with algebra okay in high school? Well, you all found out last week what a mathematician I am, and it's not very good, is it? Well, they're thinking about taking algebra out, and they're calling it racist to have algebra in the schools. What an insult to everyone. I had trouble with algebra, but I made it through. It wasn't my best subject. But we do need our math. We do need to be able to logic the numbers. But they're wanting to say goodbye to college algebra. They want to abolish it. And this gentleman, Tavis Smiley, says, "That is still the case in this country. Far too many students, the soft bigotry of low expectations. If you don't expect them to learn, if you don't expect them to succeed, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy." You know, if you tell your kids you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, meaning an ability, not something they shouldn't be doing, they're not going to try anymore. I didn't have a choice. I had to keep going with the algebra. And I'm glad I did. I wished I'd have done better. I think I could do better now, but no, I don't want to go back and take the class again. But here we have this quote from the president. "I'm asking all citizens to believe in yourselves and believe in your future." And they're thinking about taking algebra out of the school, out of the colleges, because too many are failing it. Maybe they ought to look at why they're failing it instead of removing it. Maybe we ought to be teaching it a little better. Maybe those teachers need to believe in themselves a little bit more. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I did have in my hand. I keep moving my stuff. That the DNC, it's in trouble financially. I wonder why. You wonder why they want the nation in debt? Well, they're running the party in debt, too. It's crazy. I don't know. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is Free for All Friday. And we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have turned. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. And how are you, Beth?
I'm doing okay. I'm back home.
Okay. So. Actually, I had a couple of items that I wanted to comment on, but I wanted to start with Attorney General Sessions. And I think Trump is right to be disappointed with him. And here's the reason why. You know, he seems to be kind of not very aggressive about going after the criminality of the Democrats. I think what Trump needs for Attorney General is somebody that would be really aggressive about going after the criminality of the Democrats. And to do that, to have somebody like that, I think he would have to go outside of people that have got a lot of experience with government. You know, probably the problem with Attorney General Sessions is he's been in government for a long time. He's got to be gotten used to doing things the way that things are generally done in government. I think what Trump really needs to do to have a good administration there is to bring in a lot of people that have not got a lot of experience in government, but, you know, have been part of the, what you might call the conservative or patriotic or constitutional movement, you know, that have not had a lot of experience in government, but really want to, you know, get in there and make a difference and do something. And so that's what I think Trump is right to be disappointed in.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way as you do. And, you know, I really liked Sessions. I thought he was going to be a great attorney general, and because he has been aggressive at going after things that are unconstitutional, but he seems to be dragging his feet. And I saw an article that said he ought to I can't even say the word. Anyway, he needs to put himself back to work and go after some of these things that he recused himself from with the Russians. And, I mean, he's already had his hearing. He's already been cleared of any wrongdoing. And so I think he should unrecuse himself and go at it. But I don't see that happening just yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's because he's kind of too shy about that, you know, not mm-hmm. Just kind of too entrenched and used to government and used to treating people in government, you know, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or whatever. I think he's kind of used to treating people in government with too much respect, you know, without regards to whether they're criminals or not. I mean, so many of these people in government, they don't deserve to be treated with any respect because they're such criminals.
Oh my goodness!
But he does it because, you know, they're long-time government people.
And we're talking about both sides of the aisle.
I think that's the reason he does that.
I think we're talking about both sides of the aisle. Well, something that came out here earlier this week that upset me with Attorney General Sessions, and I think I know where he's trying to go, but we also know where this ends up. But Attorney General Sessions announced a new directive strengthening the government's ability to seize property of suspected criminals that clashes with reforms from conservatives, which we've already advocated that we don't want that. And we're talking about the asset forfeiture directive. We've been trying to get rid of that because it has been abused. And here he wants to step it up, at least on the federal level. And I'm thinking, no, we don't want that.
Well, that's what I see is kind of wrong with him, is he is quite aggressive that way and going after, you know, some criminality amongst the general population, maybe amongst illegal immigrants and so on like that, but not against people in government. But what we really need the government cleaned up. You know, if the government is cleaned up, then the general population will get cleaned up too. You know, it's like, what's the saying, the fish rots from the head down? Or what, read something wonderful in the I Ching one time, you know, old Chinese book, and it said, petty criminality flourishes in a society whose rulers are themselves criminals. Mm. So the criminality needs to be cleaned up at the top, and then, you know, then things will sort themselves out at the bottom, I think. But Sessions, you know, seems to be aggressive at going after criminality at the bottom, but not at the top. Trump needs somebody that would be really aggressive in going after criminality at the top.
Okay, now you said you had a couple other things. Let's quickly go with something.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about believing in yourself.
Yes.
And okay, how can people believe in themselves? You know, what makes people able to believe in themselves? And I think it's being able to do something very well that has practical value, that's useful. You know, when you are very good at doing something that you know is a worthwhile, you know, valuable thing to do, then that gives you, you know, a certain confidence and belief in yourself, and you know you have a valuable place in society and so on like that. You know, like if you're really good at fixing cars or a really good farmer or really good at any kind of, you know, useful work, valuable work to society, then that gives you belief in yourself. So if we want Americans to believe in themselves, you know, I think the emphasis should be on do not waste time, but learn to do something worthwhile, learn some valuable skill, you know, learn to do something that's valuable to society, get very good at it, and then, you know, this will give you belief in yourself, you know, belief in yourself as a valuable person in society, belief in somebody that's spending your time worthwhile and doing some good in the world.
Well, we talked a little bit last week, or earlier this week. I kind of lost track here with missing a day in the middle of the week. We've kind of lost that American dream, or at least pushing the American dream. And isn't that what that's about? To bring yourself up, you know what you want and you go after it, something legally, obviously, not something illegally, but you're good at something. And so you try to bring yourself up in the ranks and you try to live that American dream. You shoot for the stars, you shoot for the moon. And we don't see that. We don't see anybody being encouraged to do that anymore. And here they're wanting to take algebra out of the schools because too many people are flunking it. Well, why are they flunking it? Are we just a dumb bunch of people that we can't pass it? I'm not very bright, and I passed it. Of course, I didn't go to college, but I passed it in high school, barely, but I did. And I think it's a good thing. I don't think they should be removing things. I think they should be adding to and in encouraging people to step up and do more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I think that's right. And, of course, they need good algebra teachers. You know, a teacher that can make the subject interesting and fun to learn and something like that is extremely valuable. You know, a teacher, if you're doing a subject, you know, a teacher has a lot to do with, you know, whether you want to learn it, whether you enjoy learning it. You know, a good teacher who makes something interesting and fun to learn can really help a student.
They need to have passion for what
good at it.
They need to have passion for what they're teaching. If they're not excited about algebra or not excited about math and watching these numbers come together, I never hated math. I just wasn't good at it. But I always considered it a challenge, and I considered it kind of like a puzzle trying to put something together. But to just tell the students, you know, you're not good at this, so we're going to remove it. You won't have to suffer the failure. We're just going to give you a, you know, participation trophy or something. It's just crazy.
No, they should never tell them that you're not good at it. They should say, look, you can learn anything you want. You can, if you'll apply yourself to learning this, you can learn it.
Yeah,
period.
I agree. Thank you.
The only reason somebody can't learn something is they don't really apply themselves to learning.
You don't want to bad enough. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. This is great discussions. I agree totally with what this gentleman said. But I wanted to comment on math. Algebra is the backbone of math. The math is really a language. It's a language of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in every country with different languages, they all know math.
You know, math is an absolute. Math is an absolute.
It's reality. Anyway, I wanted to comment on one thing. If you don't believe our education system is screwed, do this. Next time you're in with some educators, they're talking about how good their education system is, pick out a teenager and ask him what 9 times 7 is.
Mm.
Half of them don't know what 9 times 7 is.
Yeah, they put away those flashcards, didn't they?
That's a shock.
It is.
That's a shock when you
Well, and that goes back to how we're teaching. And we're not expecting those kids to learn it. We're not demanding those kids learn those things. And they're putting a lot of social issues into the education, and they're wanting to remove math. You know, they want to remove algebra from college. And
ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's insulting. I think it's insulting to the students.
One other comment: I knew we were in trouble back in the 80s when my son went to ninth grade, and they did not offer drafting. I took drafting in junior high. I wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't taken drafting in junior high and high school.
Wow.
In fact, Rocketdyne hired me because I had 5 years of drafting in high school. I knew I could hit the ground running. They needed somebody to help do the detailed drawings for their main people who are doing layouts, and you got to take the layout and make drawings of each part off of that. How do they think our world was created? Everything you see around you probably had a drawing made before they built that item.
Well, that's absolutely true. They had a dream.
Now it's all been done.
They knew their algebra, didn't they?
Yeah, they knew their algebra.
All right. I appreciate it, Roger. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. We're going into a break. I've got some callers holding. Please have patience with me. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call for Free for All Friday, which means we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about, is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. X equals Y. We will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious
prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And yes, we do need to know what you're going to talk about. So, you know, when you call in, my producer is going to ask you, what's the topic? And we're going to go with it from there. So it is free for all Friday, 877-895-5410. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, what's on your mind today? Oh, we lost Ray. Okay. Kendon from Montana. Kendon, how are you today?
Hi. I was wondering, so you were talking about education a few minutes ago, how,
yes,
like,
sir.
They would take... What?
Yes, sir. I was.
We
were talking about education. Have you taken algebra yet?
Actually, I have. I'm in sixth grade going into seventh.
Awesome.
And to be honest, I do take that quite as an insult, like when they're taking algebra out of there. Because my dad, he works and uses algebra because he cuts pipe and stuff.
Right, uh-huh.
So, I mean, like, why would they take that out? Because they need more people to do things like my dad, so why would they take that out of the education system?
Well, that's exactly the question that we're asking. And it is an insult to people to say, well, too many people are failing this, so we're just not going to teach it anymore. That is an insult because we're capable of learning, aren't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you homeschooled?
No, actually, I go to Washington Elementary in Glendive.
Okay, in Glendive, Montana. We appreciate everybody there in Glendive, Montana. Thank you, Kendon, for your call. Thank you for listening to CSC Talk Radio.
Yeah, I've been listening for a while, and this is actually the first time I've called in.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. What an exciting time. We have somebody. You say you're heading into the seventh grade?
Yes, actually, yeah. I am.
Good. It's a good year for you. It'll be a great year for you. What other things do you like to do?
Well, most of the time I just sit and hang out with my friends, but I sew leather pouches and stuff like
really?
That. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I do that for my free time, and my mom does stained glass.
Oh, that is awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I appreciate it, Kendon. Thank you so much. You keep listening, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We're going to move on to Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called to talk about Jeff Sessions. I guess that algebra is a good segue. to me, the only reason, and I can't believe that any school would take algebra out. It's got to be misinformation. But
no, it's a college. I got it here.
True, there's only one reason I can think of it, because that's how you keep them on the plantation, you know, and the same with the unconstitutional drug war and the unconstitutional civil asset forfeiture. You know, now Jeff Sessions stands up and he's going to take my Fourth Amendment and throw it down as a doormat and wipe his feet on it. And Donald Trump, 4 months after the fact, is going to say, oh, I shouldn't have hired you because you weren't going to be on my side. Something's going on here, Beth. It's just, you know, I mean, do things happen like that? They, you know, just out of coincidence? And not a word from Mr. Trump about the unconstitutional civil asset forfeiture. You know, it's the Fourth Amendment. It's,
yeah.
I mean, Mr. Sessions had to have read the Constitution.
He's been known for being very, being very staunch on it. But, I'm not too happy with him on that. Now, this going back to this algebra situation, this is a community college, and it says algebra is one of the biggest hurdles to getting a high school or college degree, particularly for students of color and first-generation undergrads. It is also the single most failed course in community colleges across the country. So if you're not a STEM major, that means science, technology, engineering, and math, why even study algebra? That's the argument it's giving, and this is coming out of a California community college.
And okay, I'm sorry then. I guess that sounds reasonable,
I don't think does.
Well, I mean, if you know basic math, I mean, you can, if you know basic math, you can always learn algebra later on if you think you're going to need it.
If you're paying for a higher education to get a degree, they shouldn't be taking away courses, and not courses that have something to do with that. Now, algebra, I could see not taking advanced algebras and, you know, keep going on with trig and all that, but simple algebra, they need to pass that.
Well, I think they do a little bit of simple algebra, just in basic math, I would think. I mean, when, you know, fractions and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to at least do that.
Well, I think they could take away some of the other social classes and keep algebra and maybe work a little bit harder on helping these kids learn it.
If it's still an elective, if they can take it if they want it, aren't they smart enough to know what they need to know?
Well, I'm not sure if they are or not. I think so. They're saying even with high school, they're even talking about how high school, that it's hard to get your high school diploma and it's hard to get your college diploma if you can't pass algebra. So their idea is just remove algebra from the curriculum.
I don't know.
You know, they might as well. They've already X'd out biology, you know. It doesn't matter what sex you are. You can determine what gender you are. That's all a state of mind. So they've already kind of X'd out biology classes. So anyway, I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much for your call today. As we were going into the break earlier, I was mentioning that the DNC is having a rough time financially. It says the DNC, still in rough financial shape, finished last month. Are you sitting down? $3.3 million in debt. And I've got their ledger here, where they've showing everything that they've spent and come in and all that. Anyway, they're not doing well. But I don't imagine it worries them, because how much debt have we got here in this nation? And they don't seem to be worried about that. They just want to keep raising the debt ceiling. It may not be as easy for the political party to raise the debt ceiling. And I don't know how the Republican Party is sitting, but I know that both of these parties tend to think about party and not about people. And that concerns me greatly. But maybe they should talk to Hillary Clinton. She seems to know how to handle money. $500K. She got a $500K check from Russia, and it bought Hillary Clinton's stance in sanctions. According to Donald Trump Jr., Russian lawyer Natalia, I can't even begin to say the last name, may have been touting information on Hillary Clinton, but she appeared much more interested in discussing the Obama-signed Magnitsky Act, a series of sanctions targeting Russian entities for their involvement in a tax fraud scheme. The characterization of the meeting is not difficult to believe, considering the fact that this particular Russian has spent much of the last 4 years lobbying against the sanctions. Anyway, it says, interesting enough, that she's not the only one exposed to that bill. Hillary Clinton, while serving as Obama's Secretary of State, I don't know if you want to call it his, isn't that we the people's position there, was also initially opposed to the economic sanction. And it so happens that she came around to the position in conjunction with 500K speech her husband gave in Moscow. You know, pay to play. You know, I can change my mind for the right number. Maybe they should have her bringing their money in, because she seems to be a little bit better at it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about, but we do want to know what you want to talk about. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed.
The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We're in the final segment of today's show. There's a ban possibly coming out from Donald Trump, from our president. It says the U.S. officials say that the Trump administration will ban American citizens from traveling to North Korea following the death of the university student Otto Warmbier, who passed away after falling into a coma into North Korean prison. And, of course, the coma was brought on by an overdose of truth serum and a few beatings, I imagine. So I don't know how you feel about this, but it says the official said Friday. So this is, I've had this, this is today, this is brand new, that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had decided to impose geographic travel restriction for North Korea, which would make the make use of U.S. passports to enter the country illegal. They said the restriction would go into effect in 30 days after a notice is published on the Federal Register. But it was not immediately clear when that would be. There was no announcement, it says, in Friday's editions of the government publication, and the officials were not authorized to publicly discuss the decision before it is announced and spoke on conditions of anonymity. So because of the danger for American citizens, they're going to ban travel to North Korea. And I think that's probably a wise move. We hate that it's come that to that
I don't know that I would have gone anyway. Of course, I know I wouldn't have, but, you know, it's a dangerous territory to be in right now. They don't like us. I have something here I don't normally share from other talk show hosts, but this one caught my eye. In fact, I've got a couple of articles that caught my eye. Sometimes I wonder if they're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Rush Limbaugh, he says, now I agree and I disagree with him. He says there's a silent coup from the D.C. establishment trying to take out Trump. Well, I agree that there's a coup from the D.C. establishment, and we're talking about Republicans as well as Democrats, to take out the president. But I don't believe it's so silent. I don't think it takes a genius to see what's going on, how they manipulate, how they reword things, how they ignore the positive and accentuate what they want to be the negative. I don't think it's difficult to figure that out. So I agree with him 100%, except for the silent part. I don't think it's so silent. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir?
The social engineering. You can trace it all the way back to the Middle Ages and removal of the Bible from the people.
Well, manipulation is something that's been around since the first day of man.
First day of man. And the way they social engineer now, they're teaching children at young ages, you don't need to go to college. You need to get trained to work. So here's all the technical high schools, et cetera, which may be good, but they lose the distributive factor of reading, the discerning of literature, the discerning of all kinds of things from science.
If they don't go to college, they lose that? Is that what you're saying? College is necessary?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I've got you. I was understanding you backwards. Okay.
No, it's the vocational. They do it straight to vocational. And now they move it up and they social engineer where they remove the algebra out of the people in the college. Well, those people have already been chopped off of something else. This is a social engineering in steroids. That's what continues to happen.
Well, it's definitely no faith in the people, that's for sure, the students. I mean, they're not expecting.
It's abortion, too. You're no person, no problem. You don't have to learn how to do this stuff. Mm. It goes through everywhere. And that's what
Well, it's a selfish world we're living in, that's for sure. I appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Something we do talk about periodically here. And also, WorldNet Daily came out with an article that says they didn't want to repeal it, meaning Congress, the Republicans, the GOP. The reason they're not repealing it is because they didn't want to repeal it. Who said that? I said that a few weeks ago, and I've been saying that since they refused to defund it and everything else that they've refused to do. Just goes back to Charlie Reese's article. But I am kind of impressed. I'm watching Senator Mike Lee. And he's pushing for local government. It says Facebook can't replace the Little League, and neither can the federal government, according to Senator Mike Lee. In a speech at the American Enterprise Institute, Lee, a Republican, hailed the power of local communities and their institutions, families, churches, and groups like the Little League to restore, I don't like this word, but it is, a democratic life in America. The beauty of localism is that it still offers our country the best way forward. We were designed, this is Beth's words, I'm not going to read you his speech, we were designed by our founding fathers not to be dictated from a big central federal government in D.C. by D.C. occupiers, occupying officers and cutting deals. We were designed to be governed locally. It's important who's on your school board. It's important who your county commissioner is, your county sheriff, your alderman, your mayor. These things are important. They live where you live. They know exactly what they should know exactly what's best for your community. And if they're not doing what is best for your community, then you need to not elect them the next time around. We have some of that going on in our little community. Some of them need to go. They've been there a while. They're not doing what's best. But on the state level as well, the county, your city, your state, those people, they live where you live. They should know what is best. D.C. occupiers don't know what's best for Glendive, Montana, or California, Missouri, or Carthage, Illinois. I'm naming off some of my Rockford, Illinois. I'm naming off some of my Alamogordo, New Mexico. They don't know. They don't know. Or Conway, Arkansas. Ramsey, Illinois. Harrisburg, Illinois. They don't know what's best in your community. And they're dictating and they're getting rich. We could have got into that today. The D.C. occupiers, the elected officials, are filthy rich. It's a career. They're not statesmen. And it's time. It's time that we took control as a republic. Because it's up to you and it's up to me. We're going into a weekend. I pray you have a great weekend, a blessed weekend. Maybe a little rest, maybe a little relaxation, and a whole lot of love. And let's work together and bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.